Rashi says it means dark, the skin was very thin, the kolish and weak, the yorach and long, the yorachav, the chimistarfas lehevi kezayis. Because it wasn't a piece of meat, one kezayis in one place. It means like it was a long piece of meat, and just if you roll it up together, it'll make a kezayis. So that's what was the sort of say there that it's bought, lehechanami. As if you'd have a complete piece of meat together, it could be that it's a svar, it's not bottle. But they were talking about that this piece of meat was not one big piece together. It was a long strand of meat. Because if you roll up this whole strand together, come to the size of kezayis, or the size of a sieve, so there we say tak, it's bottle. So then it makes sense. Yeah. Now it says, hoyu olop. Omar rav papa, l'shon v'elami achrov, it's only from the back. Avu melefonov, yesh negeya v'chayzim negeya. That's what our Mishnah says, if you have two chatzoi zeisim of the meat on the skin. So the Mishnah says, if you touch it, you tore, only if you carry it, according to Rabbi Shmuel. So Mora says, so Ba'apodah says, that was only like if you touch the back of the skin. Avu melefonov, if you touch in front, you touch the meat itself, yesh negeya v'chayzim negeya. Like true, you can't touch them both together. I don't know why, they can't do right hand on one, left hand on the other one. For some reason, tell them now you're touching one after another. You know, so what? You touch one, then touch the other. Lamai said, now you touch the kezayis of meat. So then you would become tummy. But Rabbi Yechon says, no. Rabbi Yechon nomar, ein negeya v'chayzim negeya. No, you touch one, it's only yichatzi zayis yitor. Then you touch a second one, it's also only yichatzi zayis, it's also yitor. So the Yozda Rabbi Yechon goes according to his own time. Rabbi Yechon says, ein negeya v'chayzim negeya. Why Yomer? Because Rabbi Yechon says, that Rabbi Shmuel for Rabbi Doisa ben Hukness on Lutover Echod, they both hold the same thing. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Doisa ben Hukness. They were after Rabbi Shmuel Hodemon, we said on our Mishnah, that Rabbi Shmuel says, they have two chasoy zeisim, if you carry them, you tummy. But if you touch them, you tore. And we'll soon see, according to this, it means even though you touched one of them, touched the other one, you touched them both inside, still you be tore. Now, Rabbi Doisa ben Hukness, where's his halacha? It's none. We learned like this: Kol hametamim biyoil. Anything that has a tumah, oil on it, any type of a tumah, actually like going to kezayis of a mace, or else roivat somis, or molly tarvid rekav. Anything that has a tumah, oil on it. So let's say kezayis of a mace. So shenechluku that was divided up in half. There's two chatzoy zeisim now of the mace. Ve'chnitzim utzeh bayis, and you bring it inside the house. So Rabbi Doisa ben Hukness mitar, he says it's tor. Why? Because each piece by itself is not enough. Ah, you have two pieces like that, you can't put the two together. The Chachomim mitar, the Chachomim say no, it's tomei. Because the Maisa now you have two chatzoi zeisim in the house, so then staff it makes into tumas oil. So more like this, Lavom Rabbi Doisa, think Rabbi Doisa say, on Lavom Rabbi Doisa ben Hukness, Hossam, Ein Maya v'choyzu Maya, so if you put two chatzoi zeisim in, it doesn't make a difference. Since each chatzi zayis by itself does not have a tumas oil, you can't put the two together. So achinami, Rabbi Yochanan meant to say that Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing, that ein negeya v'chayzu v'negeya, that lemaisa, here we have the two chatzoi zayisim on the skin, even though you touch one and then you touch the other one, still you tore. There's no tumas negeya, because since you're not touching them both together, the pieces are not together. Since the pieces are separately, it's not mitzvah to make a tumas negeya. Only Tumas Master, because Master Lamaisi carrying them both together. So Moses says, if so, Omid Reb Doisa ben Hukinis, Ki Rebbe Yishmael, since Rebbe Yechon is saying they both say the same thing, it should follow to say then, that Rabbonin Ki Rebbe Kiva, that Rabbonin holds like Rebbe Kiva. Let's see if that's true. Yeah, the one who's Rebbe Kiva kindly, Rebbe Kiva is very makely, and the most that's not true. Rebbe Kiva is makely much more. Yeah. Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah says it's Torah completely, says Baratuk is Chatzoy Zeisim, even Mamasa. So Ad Kan Loik, because Mar says no, Ad Kan Loik Kometar Rabbi Kiva Labior. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says it's Torah only because it's attached to the skin. Like the Mishnah says, it's bottled to the skin. If you have the two Chatzoy Zeisim on the skin, his swallow is bottled to the skin. So you only said it's Torah by all, by skin. Abu Biyama Metama. But Miyam and Chlem, it could be taken with this tummy all over. And Kizatani said, it says in the Sefer, that a Moedu of Kiva Kiva would agree, the base Chatzoy Zaysim, if you have two Chatzoy Zaysim of meat, of a Nevela, let's say, and they're not attached to a skin. But shetochlo mekisim, you have a piece of stick going through attaching them together, the feet and somebody moves them, shutame. You are tame. And some see the gay also, even with two pieces, still you do become tame. Because the old yesh nageyach and nageyah. If so, how can your bekiva says that it's tor if they're attached to the skin? The answer is like it says in the Mishnah. If nei shor mevatlon, it's a new slur. If it's on the skin is mevatl, the two pieces. But only because the pieces of meat are attached to a skin. But if they're not attached to the skin, they're not botl and echnami, then it would be tummy. Yeah. So most of Rav Ukva bar Choma, here's the question. The Pasuk says, Binevei Lossam. There's a Tumas Nevela on a dead behema. So we dash in Voloi Bior, Shiesh Allah, the base Chatzoy Zaysim. That if you have the skin that on it has two Chatzoy Zaysim of meat from the Nevela, then there's no Tumma. So we dash in the Pasuk like that. Yochel, I would have thought to say after Masif, so even if you carry them, also you be Tor, Tam Lem, no, the Pasuk says, Bihanoi Se Yitmo, that if you carry them, then you are Tummy. Because carrying is like carrying them both together, you'll be tummy. Give Rabbi Shmuel, this word of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Remino, Hanageya Vianoisa. They're both alike. The Pasuk says them one after another. And therefore the klal is, Eshebo Lechlal Maga, if you would have a Tumas Maga by touching both of them, you'd be tummy. Then it's good, Bob Lechlal Masa. Then if you carry them both, you're tummy. But Rabbi Kiva says, Loi Bo Lechlal Maga, in the case here, that if you touch them, each one separately, one after another, you would not become tamei. And then echnami lebolach lamasi, you don't become. There's no tumas masar either. So your bekiv is more mekel. That it has to be shayich, possible both types of maga touching and of carrying it. Now the yemisa, if you tell me the way Rabbi Kiva says that he's only saying this for an amishnah was attached to the skin is mabatle. But if it's not attached to the skin, then there would be tumas maga also. There should be the opposite way. The yemisa. According to Rabbi Kiva, like if it touched the inside of it, it is bo mechlam maga. So you would have a tumas maga here. So why do you say there's no tumas maga at all? On my rod, this is what it means to say. Eshebo lechlam maga bechol tzad. No, it has to be maga bechol tzad. Well, this is not doctrine of Kiva, like I said so before. This is a kasha. Because you did the kasha back on Barpoda, Rashi says no. Rashi says, V'yemisal Barpoda, Maikim had the Rebbe Kiv, Rebbe Shmuel, or murdered the Bolech Lamagim Lefonov. There's a kasha back to Rebbe Kiv, even our Mishnah. And Barpoda said that the machlek is only if you touch the back of the skin. But if you touch the front of the skin, then we say, Yesh Negei, V'chayz Negei, Yechayv on both. So here, of course, the Mashmah, here's Mashmah, even according to Rebbe Shmuel, you only have a tumas maga, not a tumas nevela. That's the machlokes if you have one without the other. But the kasha according to Barpoda, you should have both. According to Barpoda, if you touch the inside of the two pieces of meat, there is a tumas maga. So you have both. So where it says no, what the Brayso means to say is that it has to be shaykh maga both inside and outside. On the Rav Acha Kama, Eshebo lechla maga b'chol tzad, bo lechla masa. But loybol lechlam maga bechotzad, if it doesn't have a tumas maga on both sides, inside and outside, and echnami loybol lechlam masa, you won't have a tumas. Then it says, boy minay revaviya sabba miraba. Revaviya sabba, the older one, has to cast him miraba barakuna. Kulius stuma. We have a bone, the kulius. Kulius is any bone that has a marrow inside it. The kulius here can mean the thigh bone. So it's like this. Stuma, if there's no holes in it, it's complete. So the Rabbi Shmuel Mao said to Tama, would there be a tumor for Kulius Rabbi Shmuel or not? You have this kulius, there's no meat on the outside, it's only the marrow on the inside. And since the bone is complete, you can't touch it. But if you pick it up, you're carrying it. So, Mao Tama, if the Rabbi Shmuel, does Rabbi Shmuel hold? So when are there tumas masa, only something that you could have a tumas maga, you could touch it. And loy bolach la maga, something that you could not touch, loy bolach la masa, there would be no tumas masa. If so, then by kuliyah seh, there would be no tumas masa, because the mice, you can't touch the marrow inside it. For why not mishnah to tell me then, if you carry the skin, haynatana mishum de bolach la magam lefonov. Because we hold like Barpoda that he said that there's only no tumas maga on the outside. But if you touch this, the two pieces of chatzoy zayis on the inside, you would become tummy. That's why in the Mishnah of Shmuel agrees there'll be a Tumas Masri. But really it has to be possible to have a Tumas Magal. Or Dima maybe no less, but maybe Bishmuel does not Bechlau from this Shita. So it has to be Bo Bechlau Zer, Bo Bechlau Zer. Therefore, I could even be a Bishmuel Agos and Bapoda. That even though when you have the two Chatzay Zaysim on the skin, no matter what, where you touch it, you're not Tomei, still there'll be a Tumas Magal. Because it could be according to Bishmuel, you don't have to have this Migul. That Migul, there could be Tumas Magal, there could be Tumas Master. No, maybe one is not telling the other. So was the Shaila. What's the pshat in Rabbi Shmuel and Mishnah? So Omalei really did not answer that. They just said Omalei over Parach. There's a bird flying over. Means he avoided the subject. So Omalei Rava Bray Rava says back to him. Why? What did you say this for? The Rav Heiner of Avia Savi wasn't this the great person of Avia Savi from Brisbane from Israel? The Mishabeach Lama that you himself said great things about him. But the Avia de Gavra Rava, he was a great person. How can you talk this way? Or Malaysia and the Baptist says, well, just listen. Ani Hayoin today, the Pasuk in Shir Shirim, Sam Chuli Biashi says, means I need food. I need something good to eat. Meaning to say, Rashi says, Chayma. So Richni Chizrak, I have to strengthen myself. But if he Shasa Koichi, my Koich went away from me. Because of the Josh, the Dashim today, the Rabbin, it was Shabbos Regal, your Shabbos and Yom Tov. He gave a big Josh today, he hadn't left Koich. Therefore, he couldn't answer this. And like you said, the boy in the middle of the boy time, yes, my son needs a lot of reasoning. And he didn't have it on his hand right away. Therefore, he didn't want to answer it. Now, Omer Ula says, what's going to be? Shnei Chatzoi Zaysim, you have two halves of a Zayis of meat from an available, let's say. Shetoch from the Kisim, that you attach them now, a stick is attached to the two together. So, even if you carry it back and forth all day, means you made a masi, you carried them both together, they're still tall, there's no Tumas Masi on this. Since each piece by itself does not have a kezayis, there's no Tumas Masa. My time, what's the reason? See, the Pasuk says, v'nosa, you have to carry it. The karina nosa is carried by itself. That means, bina nosa, v'hu dinisa v'vasacha. So it has to be like, you're carrying it true. It has to be able to be picked up in one shot, meaning, it has to be one kezayis of meat. He can't have two chatzoy zaytim, has no tumas masay. Even though he carried them both together, there'd be no tumas masay according to Reula. So of course, that's what we're learning until now in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is mashma. If you have two chatzoy zaytim on the skin, lemaisa, there would be a tumas masay. Even though there's no tumas masay according to Bishmael, but a tumas masay you would have. So according to it's not that way. You have to have a kezayis at one time. With the nisa of the sakas is picked up at one time. Samoyas, is this true? Tanan granted our Mishnah. How you all know Shnei Chatzoi Zaytim? You have on this skin. Two Chatzoi Zaytim of an Avelom. Mitamim b'masa. Of Leber Magad. Did Rabbi Shmuel the Rizal Tumas Masa? So why? It's not one piece. So there are two separate pieces here. V'yamai v'olav nisayu. It's not the Pshat holding one piece. That picks up the other piece. They're not attached. It's not one piece. Sure, they're both on the skin, but it's not one piece of meat. Yes, but they are attached. There's a strand of meat attached and the two pieces together. Toshima, come in here. Says, Moidu, Rabbi Kiva, keep the grease Vishnecha, so he's actually talking the keys from the feet and Chutome. Your stam, not on the skin, just a piece of wood attached to the two, there would be Tumas Masa. The Yamab, all the Nisu, it's two pieces, it's not one piece of the Gazayas, why is the Tumas Masa called Tula? Most of it is the same thing, so Chanami ben Muradi, but tell him here also, where is the strand of meat attached to the two together. And here is the Tanoi, this is really Machlekes Tanoi. But what? It says, HaNageya, Echad HaNageya, whether you touch the Veno, the Echad HaMasad, whether you move it. We have Lezu Rema, Af HaNoise, even if you carry it, also you tell me. The question is, Otto, Noise, Laf, Masad, it's the same thing, by moving it, carrying it, the same thing. So why doesn't Lezu come to answer? El he coming to it, El Lav Hokikoma. Echarama gave the Echara Masid for my Nisa. Whether you touch it or whether you carry it, even though it's not one piece, still there would be a tumor. The Yasra Blazla Maima Vudu Nisa has to be one piece because it picked up by itself. You see, this is the Machoya Sanoyan, the contra Blaz, like we were saying, it has to be picked up. It has to be one piece. Some more explained. Or my Af, one of the Blaz means to say Af, I mean, Ema Vudu Nisa. Not saying another case, just explaining. That's what you say, the tumor there, only if these two pieces are like together, it's like one piece. They could be picked up together. But the two separate pieces of the chanami, then there'll be no tumas masa. It's not called musa. It could be picked up by itself. The Mishnah says, kuyis ha-meis. We have this bone from a mace that has only the marrow inside. It has no meat on the outside. The kuyis ha-mikdashim, or the bone from the mikdashim. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.